"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super-duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So why did they shut down the 134?
It's a brush fire. Just take it easy.
Homeless person?
They don't know that yet. I was trying to find the story. All I see at Sig Alert is a brush fire right there at the 134.
Take it easy. You weren't stuck in it.
No, but I mean,
it was a nightmare, Ken. I was stuck in it too.
Jeez.
It's the first time in a while I've heard either one of you say that, though. So that's not bad considering Southern California traffic.
I saw a fire truck. And it was right where the 101 connects to the 134.
Yeah, that's just where the brush fire is. That's what they're calling it. I don't know if it's from a homeless encampment.
Boy.
That sounds like an area where there would be vagrants often along that 101.
Yeah, because there's a lot of overpasses there. Because I can't figure out why would a brush fire start in the middle of a barren freeway.
Yeah, if it starts close to freeways and overpasses and interchanges, there's a good chance.
So
it is vagrants, but we don't know that yet. So
I continued on the 101 as it bends south towards downtown, and I got off at, where did I get off at? Tujunga. As soon as I get to the bottom of the ramp, I wanted to go right. That's closed as well because they're laying hose down to feed to the firefighters. And then every other road, that connects L.A. with the valley was just jammed. You know, Moore Park and...
There's a crash on the 405 North at Ventura Boulevard, but I guess you missed that one because I know you come up that way first.
Yeah, I know. I ran into that one, too.
Oh, you did?
I ran into that one, too, and that closed 3 lanes. So, it was just the whole trip was aggravating.
Stop driving. It's not good for the atmosphere.
No, I know.
Well, we're trying to figure out. I mean, nobody comes to work anymore, hardly ever, especially on a Friday, and... So many people aren't going to their jobs. Where are all these people going?
They're going off on their 3-day weekends.
So yeah. Annoying.
It is annoying. I want to shake my fist at people. I know you're not working. You're not working either. And you're not working. I'm working. Get out of the way.
We're both in really bad moods.
Maybe you should have a special little siren light on the top of your car to clear the way because you're going to work.
That's a good
it's
idea.
It's the law. Move out of the way.
I'm going to get a badge.
That's right.
A bullhorn.
Special iHeart authorization to get your own lane. Just you and Deborah Mark driving along to 101.
I want to get a bullhorn and yell at people to move out of the way.
Look at that. You even got the little vegan aggravation.
Oh, I'm so aggravated. I got in here so late and I had to throw all my crap together.
Yeah, I was told by Ray, John might not make it at the beginning of the show, but I heard him
I got here
talking
about
to Gary and
like,
Shannon.
Like 1:52 I got in.
But what are you doing on today's show? I don't know. I just got here.
I still haven't read anything. I got the whole pile in front of me. I don't know what's in it.
It's all right.
It's really
float along. Of course, the real traffic story is the 215, right, Deborah Mark, in Paris?
Yes.
A chemical reaction inside a tanker car. It's a rail car. Apparently shut down the freeway, and it could be days before it opens. So, John, if your commute was the 215, you'd be even angrier right now.
I'd be sitting there till Tuesday.
Let's talk about what it is. Styrene. Have you ever heard of styrene?
Yes. That's bad.
Yes, it can cause cancer. And it is an organic compound with a chemical formula, blah, 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 a bunch of CHs. It's a derivative of benzene, a colorless, oily liquid.
Ew.
Yeah, they use it in a lot of manufacturing processes, obviously. But it relates to a series of health effects resulting from depression of the central nervous system.
Hmm.
Styrene sickness includes headache, nausea, vomiting, weakness, dizziness, fatigue, and ataxia. The possibilities.
Well, I have all that today, so maybe I already got
it's some. Found. They use it for photocopiers, laser printers. You can also get it from cigarette smoke, of course. Cigarettes give off everything.
It's another thing that
there's even styrene in cigarette smoke.
Can you believe the stuff they put in tobacco and that people have been smoking it all this time?
But Deborah Mark, it's found naturally in some plants, according to the story I'm reading.
Yeah, well.
But it's a chemical used in latex, synthetic rubber, polystyrene resins, which are used in plastic packaging.
And fake meat burgers, probably.
Very possibly
to give them
true.
That special consistency.
The ugly disposable cup and container, insulation, other products. It can cause the irritation of the eyes and the respiratory passages. What? So there's some sort of leak.
All right, Mr. Styrene expert, why is it being stored at over 300 degrees?
Yeah, that's a good question. Typically, styrene sits at around 85 degrees Fahrenheit. But right now, the 188,000 pounds of styrene in the tank on that railroad car had reached temperatures of 323.
Well, how did it get there?
It's hot outside.
It's not.
And whatever was supposed to keep it cooler broke?
Yeah, I guess.
The tank car was at one point leaking from the pressure relief valve, and this all started early this morning. 6 a.m. it was still leaking from the top portion of the tank.
Wow.
So there is a chance of explosion. That's another reason they have evacuated homes in the area. And, of course, they shut down the freeway.
And how many pounds of that?
How many pounds of...
Of styrene?
188,000 was in the tank of this rail car.
That'd be some boom, huh?
That is leaking in Paris.
We'd hear that in Burbank, I think.
We would. So
that would make the Richter scale.
And I think I heard Deborah Mark saying they're saying it could take days to clear this up.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Right.
So I guess, John, we have nothing to complain about.
Well, I'm going to anyway.
Yeah, I guess I will too.
I'm so wired up right now.
Yeah, pressure builds in the full tank as the styrene continues to heat up, making a chance of explosion. If it does, it could be a violent release.
Mm.
Yeah, but not like a propane tank explosion or something similar, but it would still be a serious incident. They're still waiting to approach the car until the styrene cools down. Yeah, I wouldn't want that to be my job, to have to go up there and try to plug the leak.
Who's the first guy going in on that?
I know you wear a hazmat suit, but I still wouldn't want to get blown away. So that's the story out in Paris. So there's your problem there. All right, we got a lot to do on the show today. We do, and it was a late decision by the committee. We are going to throw a hack in the dumpster today, first time in a while. We'll have the mob members gathering in the 5 o'clock hour. You'll find out what that is. We are going to bring out the tongue bath desk. Well, because apparently the governor's office sent out a huge press release, all of the praise being heaped upon Tony Villar for his new assignment. And every person that comments is just another government hack. There wasn't anybody from the ordinary world who praised the decision to appoint Tony Villar as the infrastructure czar of the state of California.
Doesn't it seem like a joke?
Come on, let's go.
That can't be real.
The infrastructure czar?
Yeah, Tony Villar is the infrastructure czar. That's a gag.
Part of me thinks he begged and they said, this is all we got, Tony. I need something. I need a title.
I believe in me.
Yeah, I'm tired of being at think tanks and working for banks or whatever
think
else.
Think tank, right. Fresh from the think tank for the last 10 years.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, can't fight.
Well, the answer from the John and Ken show is zero. There was no one that picked Ann Heche in the John and Ken 2022 ghoul pool. It kind of went back and forth from yesterday to today. They were declaring her brain dead, and now officially she has died. I guess they were going to harvest organs is one of the reasons that...
she was on life support, so they were waiting until they could figure out how many organs were usable before they'd finally unplug her.
Yes. Her son, Homer, confirmed her death in a statement released. He's got a brother named Atlas. Yeah, those are names for kids, Atlas and Homer. You probably know by now, last Friday, she crashed her car into several cars and eventually into a house where it started a fire. The house was almost virtually destroyed, but Ann Heche was also severely burned. And for the last week, she was pretty much on life support, then in a coma. Couldn't breathe on her own. Was declared brain dead last night, but kept on life support for possible organ donation. But now she has officially passed away, and they were going to administer a second blood test to rule out hospital treatments as a reason for some narcotics that showed up in the initial screening of her blood. It is believed that she had possibly cocaine and fentanyl in her system at the time.
Well, hospitals don't administer cocaine to patients.
They just have to be thorough. That's all there is to it. So
doesn't really matter.
If you're going to go after somebody in a legal case, you got to make sure with the defense attorneys out there these days, you got yourself completely covered with test after test and backup after backup. But I did not know, because I never really followed her career. She started on the soap opera Another World. That's where she got her first break in the late 80s. And she actually won a daytime Emmy for playing two different people on the show. Was it like one died and you come back as a different character? Is that how it works? Vicki Hudson and Marley Love. I didn't watch the show, so I have no idea how she ended up playing.
Have you ever
people.
Watched a daytime soap episode? I've never watched one.
The only thing I can tell you, and this is a long time ago, I think I was even in high school, one of my friends, we used to hang out this summer, you're off, the mother was just glued to these shows. So sometimes you're just hanging around the house, it would be on. It completely eluded me. I didn't get it.
Yeah, my mother loves them.
The acting is so over the top ridiculous. And now I see occasional commercials if I'm watching like the local news. Sometimes during they'll show a quick commercial for one of the ones that it's still on. There's not that many soap operas left, but there's
I found them comical because
it's
overacting. My mom had
I guess that's the point. That's why they're called soap operas. They're kind of ridiculously over the top.
Well, it came from the old radio days when soap companies used to advertise.
They used to advertise.
But
right.
Yeah, they're operas, right? So it's all over the top emotion. My mom had one she watched every day for decades, but I never paid attention to it. Yeah.
Which one was it? Do you remember? General Hospital?
The World Turns.
Oh, As the World Turns.
Yeah. Right.
That was a long-running one. This family was particularly into General Hospital, and back when... Mm-hmm. There were two characters on the show who
Luke
ended up getting
Laura.
Married. There it is, Luke and Laura. It's all they could talk about. It was like
it's my mom's favorite.
Oh, so you were a General Hospital fan, Deborah? I could tell by the little
back in the day when I was a child, I did love the story
of Luke and
of
Laura.
Luke and Laura, and I did like Days of Our Lives because my mom used to watch Days of Our Lives, and then I watched it a little bit.
Did anyone have a dad who watched a soap opera?
No.
I don't know of anybody's father. No, you can't. Well, you're the one that likes to point out that the brains are different.
Yeah,
so why
are.
Don't you just...
Everyone else is trying to say we're the same, though. Yeah. There's no difference between men and women.
Yeah, but the soap operas have faded, so maybe that's changing.
Yeah, are they still... I guess they're still on
There's a few still left.
I can guarantee my mom is watching one right now.
Yeah, Eric's mother is watching them
still. There's something on at 2:30 because I try to get the 3 o'clock news on Channel 7. And if I click on early, I could see that there's one. I see all this overacting and people yelling and crying and
another world. Yeah, remember back in the day, it was just game shows and soap operas, and now I think it started in the 90s in the tabloid. I call the 90s the tabloid era. That's where I think all the tabloid stuff really kicked in. You know, with like, what was his name? A Current Affair with Maury Povich was like one of the first shows.
Oh, but, you know,
but eventually it's been replaced by judge shows. That became big.
Yeah, judge shows.
It's this whole bunch of judge shows. And then, of course, Oprah. And Ellen DeGeneres, and that class kind of pushed out some of the soap operas too, those daytime talk shows. So that's kind of how it all evolved. The other big story, of course, if you care, is they did release the search warrant pertaining to Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. That search was done on Monday. Today, we now know the FBI removed 11 sets of classified documents, although Trump is quick to say that he declassified those documents, whatever they are.
He can declassify everything when he was president, of course.
Do you have to do a ritual, like do a prayer over it?
Yeah.
I hereby declassify, like spread a little oil.
Yeah, incense and oils and holy water.
It becomes officially declassified. How does that work?
So, and there should be proof of that, right? You'd think there'd be documents that has his signature saying he officially declassifies the following.
So, well, the search warrant says these are alleged crimes under the violation of the Espionage Act. That's a good one, huh? Which outlaws the unauthorized retention of national security information that could harm the United States now, or aid a foreign adversary.
Unless he didn't declassify them, but I think that's easy to prove one way or the other.
Is there an official record of when you declassify?
I would think so, right? If a president's going to some of these documents were top secret.
So, yeah, well, there was a rumor last night that it was nuclear stuff, but Trump thinks that's fake news. That's what he's saying anyway. There was something in there about Roger Stone and something about the president of France.
He gave a pardon to Roger Stone, so I think there were documents related to that.
Yeah.
And then the president of France, I think it was sex photographs.
Macron, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I listen to weird shows, so maybe not.
a
good bit of bad rumor.
So under the Presidential Records Act of 1978, presidential records are supposed to be turned over to the National Archives when a president leaves office. They had already recovered more than 15 boxes of material that were improperly taken to Mar-a-Lago.
You know what? You obviously have to wait till all the details come out, but everybody's acting like he had a nuclear missile
in
his shoe closet. I mean,
The talk that, you know, they were going to get Trump for conspiring with Russia or stealing billions... It's a box of documents?
Yeah.
I said to someone today, just wait. I want to look at this impartially. There's nobody left who is, but I'm going to say this. Next year, if the Republicans take the House, it's going to be all Hunter Biden investigations. Mm-hmm. We're going to be living through that for the next 2 years, if the Republicans take the House.
Nothing connected to our lives.
Exactly not. I hate that stupid term. It's just politics, but it kind of is. Yeah, I just want to do a gotcha on the other side.
It's stupid politics. I don't give a crap politics. That's their stupid soap operas that they create. It's got nothing to do with people who are paying $5 a gallon for gas.
Trump, in his usual style, he's got that Truth Social, said that, well, Obama took 33 million pages of documents, including some that were classified. I don't know if there's any truth to that statement. 33 million pages of documents.
Where would you put that?
How would you have room for that, really? Is that taken in a tanker truck?
And what, he reads them on the weekends, just reminisces?
I don't know.
Nostalgia?
Now, it's unlikely that the contents of the 20 boxes are all classified. Some of it was Trump's personal mementos and stuff like that. So, And I didn't see anything on the source. Supposedly, there was somebody that told the FBI you can find stuff at Mar-a-Lago.
They had been negotiating for months. First of all, Trump has had these documents for 19 months, right?
Yes.
And they have been negotiating since June. And... Trump agreed to turn over some boxes, and there was paperwork back and forth and meetings and negotiations. But I read somehow a source said, hey, that's not all the documents. There's another room. There's more boxes. And I guess maybe the FBI got pissed that they thought they were dealing in good faith. I'm kind of guessing here. And then they found out there were extra boxes, and it's like, well, screw him. And they went and got him. But if he declassified everything, I don't know what the charge would be.
Well, but can you prove that? Or, I mean, how does that get reflected
well,
in terms of the official record?
They have to prove that it's not been declassified.
Oh, I see.
I guess.
I don't know. It gives me a headache to even report on this stuff.
Well, because it doesn't affect anybody's normal life.
It doesn't. The breathless media is all over this, and it's not that big a deal to most everyday people.
The crazy people are now all whipped up, and they're ready to get out their AR-15s and storm the local FBI office. So, you know, maybe we're out of touch. Maybe we're supposed to be outraged by this, too. I don't know.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken. What happens when everyone goes insane and you haven't? Then what do you do?
You know what's coming up next hour? We got, I think, what Deborah Mark was looking for. That really leaves it hanging, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A response from the lawyer of the woman who's accused of putting Drano in her husband's lemonade. There is an explanation. Maybe something you didn't think of, either one of you. We'll tell you what that is. We can play the report. Of course, this is the big story out of Orange County. A dermatologist, a woman, was accused of trying to poison her husband by putting Drano in his hot lemonade drink. Mm-hmm. And apparently it started months ago when he started feeling sick, and eventually he puts out a nanny cam to catch her in the act. The lawyer also says she was aware of the nanny cam because she did nothing wrong, and you'll hear what the explanation is.
Oh, that is his explanation is such a load of horse manure.
Well,
you've got to be kidding.
It's all about the custody battle. People will do anything to make the other person look sick.
And how many days?
Anything.
How many days did it take for them to come up with this explanation? That should have been the first thing out of her mouth. Instead, the lawyer releases it, what, 5 days later?
No, wait a minute. You're the one that always says, wait 3 days. That's what they did.
Not when somebody accuses you of trying to murder your husband.
He got his lawyer right out there immediately to make this long case that she's trying to kill me and she's a beast and she yells at me and she stepped on my head. I like that one. I wouldn't give her a massage, sir. She stepped on my head. Does that even make sense to you? No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. How could a woman step on a man's head without him resisting? That's ridiculous. You even said that the other day.
While he's sleeping.
While he's sleeping. So she stands up on the bed?
Mm-hmm.
But the smushy bed probably won't make it turn out to be much.
Slams her shoe right on his head.
He just hates women, Deborah.
I know.
Well, she's the one who thought it was...
Women are always at the root of all evils, all emotional panics.
I know.
She said that if he wasn't an amazing husband, that he deserved the Drano.
No, I never said that he deserved to be poisoned.
Did you say that?
No, I never said that, Ken.
You have said things like that.
Ken, this is what I said for the millionth time. I said he probably wasn't an amazing...
Eric, play the other clip.
Probably wasn't an amazing... husband.
No, not the clip of the guy should be killed.
Well, yeah.
You know what? I'm glad
that wasn't this guy.
I'm showing a pattern of behavior.
Yeah, that's a different guy because
totally
that was a
different.
Shooting.
Yes.
Play it again.
You know what? I'm glad that guy was shot to death.
Okay.
Welcome to the Out of Context show.
Yeah, totally.
That's a short step to the guy deserved Drano for not being amazing.
I just said that for her to go to these lengths, I'm sure he wasn't an amazing husband. Doesn't mean he deserves any of this. That's all.
Well, you buying this, I was just pouring the Drano in the cup.
No, because
you
I
know
don't
what? You
that.
Don't pour Drano in a cup. No, you have to put a lot more than a cup.
You throw it down the drain.
Yeah, you
got to
pour
that's
it.
Why it's called
she
Drano.
Didn't want it to spill on the counter.
That's not, you've cleaned blockages. You got to pour like half the bottle in there. I've been trying to clear a clog for 6 months.
I do have an update of the context of where she said that from, but you'll have to wait till the moist line.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yippee.
There's a teaser.
Wait a second. We're going to
we got to wait 3.5 hours.
We're going to do context now.
Context.
That's no fun.
I know. I'm thinking that'd be a great 4-hour experimental show. All he does is take all of our outlandish clips from all the years, throw them out in a row.
Be a heck of a best of.
It would be crazy. Everybody has to figure out what the hell we were talking about. We're just talking about the release of the search warrant in the case of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The story that made news yesterday that's kind of related to this was a guy in Ohio by the name of Ricky Schiffer, who tried to get into an FBI field office in Cincinnati. They have unearthed his posts. And take one guess where the posts, what social media outlet the posts were made on. Donald Trump's Truth Social. Or I guess there's no particular
There are no standards.
There's right. There's no.
They don't have
censorship.
There's no Twitter censors. Facebook no. Wieners.
So he posted this up as this was kind of going on. Well, I thought I had found a way through bulletproof glass, and I didn't. In case you don't know, he brought a gun and a nail gun with him when he tried to get into the FBI office, and I guess the theory was the nail gun was going to break through the bulletproof glass, and then he could use the gun to shoot people. Or if you don't hear from me, it is true I tried attacking the FBI. It'll mean either I was taken off the internet, the FBI got me, or they sent the regular cops while. Sent the regular cops while? That's
weird. I guess it's option B. They got him.
Yeah, the post stops after the word while. Because this was at 9:29 a.m. At 9:37 a.m., they located him and began chasing him. There was a chase down a highway in Ohio. And eventually, the chase ended with a standoff. This 42-year-old apparently did raise a gun. At least that's what the cops are saying, and they plugged him.
He's 42.
42.
He's running around with a rifle.
He did serve in the Navy.
Taking on the FBI.
For 5 years. Aboard a U.S. Navy submarine, he was a fire control technician, responsible for weapons systems.
He was?
That was his position in the Navy, yes.
So he was not in combat.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
1998 to 2003, 20 years ago.
I was wondering if he was still suffering from the post-traumatic stress.
I don't think that's a... No.
No. He was in...
He was already known to the FBI because he has some kind of connection... to the Proud Boys, and they believe he may have been at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. They're still sorting out exactly what he did there. But remember the Proud Boys at the debate? Wasn't Trump didn't even know who they were? Remember he said that?
Oh, yeah, he was faking that.
Back in 2020, were they as well known?
Or? He knows who these people are. He's depending on these people.
Yeah.
They're his shock troops.
Yeah, yeah. So they have not yet confirmed the Truth Social account belongs to the suspect, but there's an image on an account that matches a government ID photo of him, so it likely is him. People, this is it, he wrote on Monday. I hope a call to arms comes from someone better qualified, but if not, this is your call to arms from me. The post encouraged people to go to gun and pawn shops, get whatever you need to be ready for combat. We must not tolerate this one. Clearly, what motivated him was the search of Trump's Florida home.
These guys really believe this stuff, this idea of a call to arms and storm the government office and take your big weapon and start firing. I mean, this is what animates them from day to day.
Evil already won. We need to fight a civil war to take back the country, he later wrote on Monday. This is all on Monday. I guess he really worked up after the search. And then by Thursday, he'd come up with a plan. To attack the FBI office.
See, the big thing is, do these guys calm down, or is this just going to keep building and building until finally they blow?
Well, here is what we need to know next. What if Trump actually gets charged under the Espionage Act with some sort of criminal? That could really uncork.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
That could really uncork.
You
can't be intimidated.
Sure you can.
If it's a just case. Sure you can.
Sure you can. You get to decide whether you want to start a civil war or not, all right? So you stand on your principle and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. So far... We're 4 days after the raid, and so far it's just one guy. So you could look at that positively and say not really
somebody
much is happening.
Wrote
a lot of plots could be happening right now.
Somebody wrote a column in the New York Times laying this map out, is that you could have a place, you could have a situation where there is a legal justification for prosecuting Trump, and you also have a political justification for not prosecuting Trump because it may start a civil war and there'd be all kinds of violence. So if you're, I don't know, Merrick Garland, right, the attorney general, it's your call. You want to charge him? Because nobody is above the law, right? He was a private citizen. He committed a crime. He illegally had the documents, whatever they come up with, all right? That's a real crime. Now you got that, and then you know there's thousands of yahoos like this guy in Ohio. And they got big weapons, and they're really pissed, and they're crazy. So what do you want to do?
So, I mean, seriously, he's wearing body armor. Did he go there just to kill FBI agents, or he thought he was going to take over the office? Or
I think he's probably going to storm and start shooting.
I guess the point he was trying is to get people worked up all over the country to do what he was doing to make it a really big thing, right?
Yeah.
That's all I can guess. All right, no. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
This Trump document thing is really going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm reading a long story in NBC News about declassifying documents, and that's what the whole battle is here concerning the boxes that were taken from Mar-a-Lago. And you know, one expert says, yep, the president declassifies and declassifies. You don't have to tell anybody. There's no formal process. Another expert says, oh, no, the documents have to be marked declassified in order for that to be authentic. So there you go. There's the rabbit hole right there. Two experts disagree.
So they have
supposedly to- these documents where Trump wanted to eventually release them to the world because they're supposedly over the Russia hoax and the Hillary Clinton email scandal and all the things where he always said what he said and then the media reported what they reported. But he apparently took these documents because he wanted them to show the world. And another insider who did not want to be named but says he does have he does talk to Trump said that Trump just thinks the whole thing is silly and he just considered them declassified when he took them. The whole process is silly.
Well, what's the law say?
The law penalizes whoever lawfully having possession or access to control over or being entrusted with any document, writing, code book, or note relating to the national defense, who through gross negligence permits the same to be removed from its proper place of custody or delivered to anyone in violation of its trust or to be lost, stolen, abstracted, or destroyed.
But what's the law about the procedure of declassifying?
That's a good question. I told you, two experts in this. Well, one guy says there
experts.
Is a process. Well, I mean,
if they were experts, they'd have an exact answer. They wouldn't have two answers.
No. They both have an answer. They have their own answers. One expert says you have to mark it as declassified. The other one says when a president just declassifies it, he doesn't have to notify anybody.
At least one of them is wrong.
Who would he notify, one guy says?
At least one of them is wrong. Therefore, he's not an expert.
That's exactly right. But why I said it's going to go down a rabbit hole is that they're going to possibly proceed with the case against Trump. And then there's going to be a whole debate over, but eventually have to be decided by a jury or a judge whether or not he violated the declassification rules. I don't know.
I'm just looking at the story. Trump said he declassified documents. Experts say it's unclear whether that will hold up. Well, then again, they're not experts. Why don't you get somebody to read up on the law? It's somewhere. List the procedure.
Right. Guess who was interviewed? Remember Stephen Miller?
Stephen Miller, that
from
was...
From Santa Monica, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That was one of Trump's big advisors, especially on immigration matters.
Yeah.
He says he speaks regularly to the president. He wouldn't address any specifics, but he suggests that the former president... that suggestions that the former president broke the law are completely backwards, upside-down, nonsensical understanding of our Constitution. The president can choose to use the declassification process, or he can choose not to. Or you can merely, by his actions, move something from the classified to the declassified bucket list, is how he put it. So he's another one that believes that Trump just, all right, these are declassified. I'm taking them with me to Florida. Goodbye.
And that action declassifies them.
That's how he looks at it. Right.
All right.
Others say they have to be marked as such.
Yeah, I heard that in another story that normally they are. And the marking is you cross out the word classified, or you cross out top secret.
Or you put a stamp on it or something that says declassified or something like that. Did you ever see those in the movies? They have classified and declassified the stamp, the big bold stamp that's at the top of the...
So if somebody didn't put the stamp on it, now we have a crime.
Right.
That doesn't seem right. You didn't stamp this one. You're going to jail.
Yeah, imagine if it comes down to that.
I don't know. They actually spend their days doing this, don't they?
Yeah. California has made a first. We thought we'd report this to the John and Ken Show audience. California loves to be first in many categories, most of them annoying, most of them under the category of the nanny state. This is the category of we're the first state in the nation to offer free school lunches for all.
I'll never understand the concept of free lunch.
Usually, you get a free lunch if your family is economically low-end. That's generally how it works. We're not going to do that anymore.
They
actually call it the Universal Meals Program.
Well, people who are struggling financially, there are a lot of welfare programs, right? You get food stamps. You get cash welfare checks. I know there's a program called Women, Infants, and Children. where you can get help. I mean, there's all kinds of...
It's not enough. Food's expensive.
Not to mention, you could actually... Uh-oh. I'm going to be very judgmental here.
What?
Oh, this could get me in trouble. You know, this is unwoke. You could go to work, earn money, and feed your children?
We're finding out that a lot of these families, they both do work. They make no money.
What's the first thing you spend your money on, though? The first thing you spend your money on is food for your kids.
Yeah, that would be dinner.
And $5 for lunch. $3 for lunch. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich costs how much?
Oh, that's not healthy enough.
Have you seen the school food?
Not lately.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
No.
One out of every five Californians does not know where their next meal will come from.
I don't believe
that story.
I don't believe that. That's 20%. That is 8 million people. You believe 8 million people right now, they don't know where dinner's coming from? 8 million? 8 million is larger than many states.
You live in an elitist society.
I'm asking you how big...
You're in your big estate on the west side. You don't know how these people are living in their poor lives, in their hovels.
But you think 8 million don't know where they're... I think that...
No, I think it is an exaggeration.
Huge exaggeration.
Because you'll find many kids in school with cell phones and...
Exactly. So, dollar one. I mean, I'm
wearing decent clothes, but...
Look, I really was poor in my early 20s, right? And I had to live on about $4 or $5 a day. And most of that money went for food. Even if it was a box of generic macaroni and cheese. Or it was a discount burger at the...
Because you don't cook, so that would be tough for you.
Yeah, right. But I mean, that was what I had to spend money on. More important than shelter, obviously. I can't think of anything more important that you would spend your first dollar on other than your kid's meal. Ahead of your own meal. So I don't think that's possible that these kids don't have access to lunch. And if they don't have access to lunch, then they should be taken away from their parents. I don't think there's any excuse. I do not believe this in the least. I think this is just total welfare state hysteria justification. That's all. You just make wild claims to justify spending millions and millions of dollars on something that everybody can access.
But it does build on what we've talked about on the show for years, and Joel Kotkin chronicles that this state is very wealthy people that are holding up the income taxes that go to Sacramento, and an incredibly poor bottom that some have jobs, some do not. But then they have too many children, and... They can't afford to buy everything.
They can't afford lunch?
Well, I think you're right. I think priorities are often wrong.
Okay, so what are they spending the money on? Like, I'm looking here. Do you know there's only 12 states in the union that have more than 8 million people in it? So if they're claiming 8 million people don't know where their next meal is coming from, that's equivalent to the population of 38 separate states. 38 states in this nation have less than 8 million people, and we have 8 million people who don't know where dinner's coming from. I can't believe the kind of statistics that are repeated over and over again, and people accept them, and they're in newspapers every day. Total horse manure. Complete lie. There are not 8 million people who don't know where dinner is coming from. That's like saying the entire state of Massachusetts doesn't know where dinner is coming from, or the entire state of Arizona, or the entire state of Washington.
Nobody, yeah, it's an unprovable statistic to get your attention is what it is.
I can prove that it's false. I don't know what the number it is, but it isn't 8 million.
Well, you're not going to interview 40 million Californians to see if 8 million don't know where their next meal's coming from. How are you going to prove it?
I don't see people in the streets screaming that they're starving, right? 8 million people. And this is after all the welfare programs and the food stamps and the lunch programs. There's still 8 million people who don't know where it's coming from. That's total... We have those generous welfare benefits in the country. That's not possible unless people are blowing money on everything else in the world. And then that's their own fault.
All right. When we come back, we're finally hearing from the wife. This is the Orange County couple who apparently are in a divorce and a child custody situation. And it made national and international news when the husband is accusing the wife of trying to poison him with Drano in his lemonade. His lawyer has spoken several times. Now her attorney gives her side coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.